We welcome you all to sacrament meeting this morning, or this, it is still morning, great. I doubt it will be as eventful as General Conference was, but it will still be a great day, and there's a lot to happen today, so please be patient as we work through that. President John Anderson is presiding, Bishop Roberts and Brother Crabb are out of town. I've been in a lot of meetings today, and I got a whole lot of paperwork here too. But we will begin today by singing hymn number 274, The Iron Rod, after which Brother Alan Mizrak will give the opening prayer.
As we convene this meeting, we humbly seek thy spirit, that we might have thy spirit to be with us, to strengthen and edify all who are present, that we might leave this meeting this morning feeling as our faith and our strength and our hope has been bolstered. We are so grateful for the gospel of Jesus Christ, to be members of this church. We are grateful for our leaders, for our prophet, and our local leaders, for President Evans, for Bishop Roberts. We pray for each of them that they might be sustained and blessed with inspiration, and that we might heed their counsel. We pray that thou bless Bishop Roberts, especially as he travels, that he will be safe and well and successful in his endeavors. And we pray that thou bless the members of our ward, those who are present, especially those who feel inspired to share their testimony with us today, that they might do so with the companionship of thy spirit. We are mindful of those who are not with us and who may be listening to these proceedings at a later time, that they might also be uplifted and strengthened and know of our care and concern. We pray for the missionaries throughout the world, especially those who are serving from our ward, that they will be blessed with safety and with success. We pray for this great nation, promised land in which we are privileged to live, that we might have peace, that we might have righteousness and freedom preserved. We're so grateful to be part of the church at this exciting time of growth and of temples, and pray that we might be part of that great work as we support and sustain the efforts of our leaders and especially our dear prophet. We pray that thou would bless us as we minister one to another, and that we might do so according to thy will, we pray, in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
By way of announcements, Please make note of the young men's high adventure and scout camp announcements that have been placed there. I'd also like to remind everyone of the water event that is happening this Thursday, as has been communicated by the Relief Society and others for our emergency preparedness. For ward business, we have released the following individuals. Sister Ann Johnson as Young Women's Secretary, Sister Dana Roberts as MyMaid Advisor, Brother Jeff Hamilton and Sister Karen Hamilton as Temple Preparation Class Instructors. We propose that they be given a vote of thanks for their service. All who wish to express their appreciation may do so by the uplifted hand. We have called the following individuals, and we ask that they stand as their names are read at present. Sister Joni Bennett as a primary worker. Sister Dana Roberts as Young Women Secretary. Sister Janice Bradford as MyMaid Advisor. Sister, I hope I pronounced this right because she just showed me how to do this, but Sister Clary Stoddard as Young Women Teacher. Sister Rebecca Brunst as Assistant Young Women Camp Director. Sister Caitlin Cannell as Assistant Young Women Camp Director. Sister Sarah Buman as Assistant Young Women Camp Director. Brother Jerry Perkins as Temple Preparation Instructor. Brother Alan Misbach as Temple Preparation Instructor. Remain standing. I'm finding where I'm at on this agenda here. We propose that they be sustained. Those in favor may show up by the uplifted hand. Any opposed may show up by the same sign. Thank you. Sister Sophia Jackman, if you are present, could you please come forward? Sophia has completed her primary and gets today to move into Young Women. We're very excited about that, excited for her. We present her with this certificate and congratulate you for that great work. Thank you very much. Now we would like to have a baby blessing. Well, I'm going to hold on the baby blessing just a minute. We have also received the records of the following members, and we ask that you please stand as your names are read. Brother Adam Perkins, Catherine Perkins, Bryant Perkins, Caitlin Perkins, Lily Perkins, Jane Perkins, Marin Grace Perkins. Those who wish to welcome these members in full fellowship in the Heather Ridge Sixth Ward may do so by the uplifted hand. Thank you. Now we'd like to have a baby blessing. If Brother Stoddard, if you could please come forward, and all those that you have invited come forward to join him. We have a microphone up here for you.
And receive the priesthood, and that you'll We bless you that you'll have the opportunity to gain a testimony for yourself. We bless you both that you'll always be a happy and healthy baby and that you'll grow into a strong man. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for that. I have one more announcement that I failed to make, and that is that the stake presidency met with all of the elders, quorum presidents, and the high priest group leaders this morning and officially released them. And they are working to fill the new assignments, and that will be done in the coming week. So, or weeks, I guess. Hopefully week. I also want to let all those know that the elders' quorum, as now constituted, will be held during the third hour in the overflow room following the opening exercises for priesthood. That's where everybody will meet. What a wonderful time to be alive. We have the fullness of the gospel. We have prophets and apostles that lead us and give us direction. And boy, what a great time to be alive. I testify that following the prophet has brought tremendous happiness into my life of direction, of guidance, of how to raise a family, of how to work through challenges and struggles. I'm grateful that we have a Heavenly Father that cares about us and loves us and provides direction to us through apostles and prophets and other leaders. Really, we have just so much at our hands and so much now. I mean, here it is just a couple of days after General Conference and everything's available online. You can go watch it again. You can go read it. You can download it. But how will we apply it to our lives? That's the big challenge for us, for myself. How do I really apply this? How do I get that going forward? But I know that every time that I've taken the time to study the words and to follow the words, my life has been enriched. And I hope that each of you will have that same opportunity. Today, as a fast and testimony, we invite those of you to come forward. I guess I should have ended that in the name of Jesus Christ, because that's probably what I'm supposed to do. President Anderson makes me really nervous. I think he's got like a little pellet gun back there and he's about to shoot me or something. But is he nodding his head like, you know? That's what he did all those other years I sat next to him. But anyway, let me conclude my testimony by saying I know that Jesus Christ lives, that he is our Savior, that he redeemed us. And I'm grateful for that and bear testimony of that in his name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Brothers and sisters, it is now time for you to share your testimonies. We invite you to come forward. We ask that we are able to conclude at 5 minutes after the hour. Please state your name before you start your testimony so that those that are here will know, but especially those that are unable to join us that will be listening online later to the this meeting, that they are able to know who is bearing their testimony. And the time is now yours.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. So I'm not one who typically gets nervous when standing in front and giving a talk or giving a blessing, or I don't usually get nervous. This morning, however, we were invited to meet with Brother Holland really quick, and so we came and Brother Holland starts saying, "Brother Stoddard, remember what they said in General Conference about giving blessings?" And then Brother Wagley's laughing and saying, "And remember all those, just think about all those people who are listening and your family, everyone who's listening to you." So it made things a little bit more nervous for me, but it's good. It builds character. I'd just like to bear a quick testimony, though, that I know that this church is true, and I'm so grateful to be a part of it every day. And this past semester of school, I haven't been taking classes because I've been taking time to make a career change, decide what I want to do, and it's just been a really blessing, and it's been a really, it's strengthened my testimony a lot to have prayer and have church and have general conference, and I'm really just so grateful for the gospel that I have it, and I'm grateful for all of you, and I'd just like to say that in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
My name's Alan Misbach, and I'm going through a little bit of a life transition. This morning, I sat up here and to give the invocation today, and so I apologize for being up here twice in a row, but I realized that I haven't prayed from this pulpit in over 5.5 years, and it's just, I'm re-experiencing a lot of things. It's a welcome life transition, but unique and interesting. Another thing that I've just experienced that I haven't experienced in over 5 years is that turmoil, that struggle that you have sitting in the congregation and thinking, should I bear my testimony? For the last number of years, I've been on a regular schedule. Every 3 months, you've heard from me. And again, a welcome transition, but new experience again. That heart pounding, that internal discussion. No, they've heard enough from me. I've already stood at the pulpit once today. You know, it's someone else's turn, but yet feeling maybe I should say a few words. And so I'm here to just say a few words. Mostly, words of gratitude. I am so grateful for a living prophet, as I'm sure I speak the same or share the same feelings and emotions that each of you have. How wonderful it is to have an inspired spokesperson for our Savior Jesus Christ, that we can hear inspired revelation for our time, for our day, and for us. I am so grateful for that. I'm grateful for a bishop. Grateful to have Bishop Roberts. Whom I love and sustain. We are just so privileged to be part of this restored gospel. What a unique and inspired organization it is. It is truly our Savior's gospel and His church, and we are so privileged to be a part of it. I am grateful for my sweet wife. So thankful for her support, her faith, her love, and all that she's done for me and for you, as she's served diligently and faithfully behind the scenes often, and done things that that many may not realize. I am thrilled and excited about the changes in the Elders' Quorum. I'm so grateful to be part of the Elders' Quorum and excited about the ministering that we will do in a renewed way for one another, especially to see our sweet young women who are part of that. What an inspired change. I'm grateful for life, so thankful for the plan of salvation and what this experience is of living in mortality and all that it means. I have the privilege now over the next few weeks of sitting with those who are preparing to go to the temple and teaching side by side with the great Jerry Perkins. And we're going to talk for the next few weeks about the plan of salvation and what it means, how it changes everything when we understand the simple truths that we are more than meets the eye. We are more than just this life, that we existed before, and that we have much to hope for in our existence afterward. It changes everything. It changes everything that we go through. It changes our joys and suffering. It changes our challenges and our hopes and dreams. I'm so grateful for my faith in and my knowledge of that plan. And leave these words with you in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Peter. At the end of March, beginning of April, we had the opportunity of going to a mission reunion. It was the opportunity to celebrate with missionary companions the tremendous service that was done as missionaries in the great country of Brazil. We were also gathered to commemorate the 100th birthday of our mission president, President Lloyd R. Hicken. I had the opportunity of meeting Brother President Hicken wrote me a letter when we were on our mission in Hawaii, and he said, "There's a young man there who is the son of a widow. I'm concerned about him. Would you go see him?" And I contacted him, and he was a wonderful young man, very strong in the church, loving BYU Hawaii. And then he told me this story. He says, "Well, President Hicken last week was at my mother's house shoveling snow." He was 99 years old, shoveling snow. For most of his 90s, on his birthday, he would go water skiing, and he would climb a mountain that's like Mount Tipanoga's in Bountiful area, just to show that he could do it. I am grateful for men such as President Lloyd R. Hicken, who are exemplars of Jesus the Christ. As mission president, he would give talks, and I am serious regarding this. He gave a talk once in the main stake center of São Paulo, and as he spoke, I was nervous to turn around because it felt as if the Savior was standing in the back of the room as he testified of Jesus the Christ and gave his scriptural understanding of the Savior. I am grateful for leaders such as these who teach us and guide us and direct us. My father passed away when I was 5. I didn't have the influence of a great father in the home because he was gone, but I'm grateful that since I've joined the church, I've had the opportunity of seeing great leaders wherever I turn, not just leaders who sit on stands, but leaders in the audience who love and who teach and who share and who are kind and gentle, who love music, who do so many different things. I am grateful for that this church teaches men how to be priesthood leaders and to be gentle and kind and sweet. The other part of my testimony I'd like to bear is over the last few months since we've been home, we've had the opportunity of being in the homes of our children. It's wonderful to see them kneel in prayer before meals, to have family home evenings, to read scriptures every night, and to hear them explain to their children what this gospel is really about. I have a firm testimony of the gospel of Christ. It has changed my life. It has given me the opportunity of seeing why we're here upon the earth and where we're going, and then the process that we need to use in order to achieve the magnificent goals that have been set for us by God the Father and Jesus the Christ. My final comment is I'm so happy to be home. This ward is a ward that's filled with people with kindness and love in their hearts. I look in all the pews and I see friends, people who have served me, people that I have served, people who have stood shoulder to shoulder with me in so many different areas. And finally, I'm thankful for my wife. She is the prime example of Christian love. I've never seen an individual so Christ-like and so gentle as she. I'm grateful for her daily example, and I say this in Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. My name is Catherine Perkins. I'm his daughter-in-law. And I would like to bear my testimony about two things mainly. One, I'm so grateful for the power of the Holy Ghost and for its influence in our lives. And I have a testimony that it can guide us and it gives us direction. My second testimony is kind of tied to that. I also have a testimony that when we follow that direction and when we follow anything that we've been either given personal revelation through whatever means, you know, scripture study or just coming to us, or when it is following the prophet or any of our leaders, that we are blessed. We are here just for a year, a little puddle jump. We are building a home in Saratoga Springs, and that was something that was very not on our plans in any near future, like 2 months ago. And some things happened. It's kind of a long story, and all of a sudden, we had this feeling, mostly my husband started, and we just finished our basement. I was like, what? No, I don't think so. We're not going anywhere. We just did this. But the Spirit was very strong to both of us that it was a change that we needed to make. And change is really hard for me and scary, and what we're doing is exciting but scary. And so I thought, oh, well, that must mean that we shouldn't do it. And the Spirit was very gentle and helped answer our prayers and all of my fears. And I was able to feel very much at peace with the answer that we received. And thankfully, his parents were willing and patient and generous enough to let us come back for another year. Because you may remember us, we were here a year before. But I felt peace in making that decision because I know in every instance that we have ever done throughout our whole lives, especially in our married lives, that when we have followed the promptings from Heavenly Father, that we are always blessed, no matter if we can see how it's going to work out or not, it always works out. And I am grateful to know that and for the experiences that He has given me to allow us to take this step of faith. And I say that in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen.
Hello. I'm not going to lie, I scurried up here quickly so I could remember Bishop Bishop Bisbach's name. You're probably wondering who I am. I'm Candace Collins. I am Grandpa Gilman's granddaughter, Brother Dean Gilman. I'm here visiting from California, so I wanted to get up here and bear my testimony and also thank all of you for just, I have so much gratitude towards this ward. Grandpa turns 95 tomorrow. I'm very nervous, I apologize. And also I wanted to thank former Bishop Bisban back, sorry. I know that he has done so much for Grandpa Gilman and Grandma Gilman when she was here, so thank you so much, and I am so thankful for my family, and I really am thankful for this ward because I know that Grandpa has been here for so long, and thank you. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen.
Good morning. I'm Tammy Mitchell. I'm Brother Gilman's daughter. And I love my dad, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity to get to stand and say how much I am grateful for the gospel. I cry easily, so I'm going to just really be calm. I woke up this morning hearing the song about the iron rod. And when that song started playing on the first song, I knew I had to come up and let everyone know that that rod is very, very important to hold on to. I love my children. My dad is the most unjudging person in the entire world. He never judges us. He is the best example of any man I've ever known. And I love my Heavenly Father. I'm grateful for Jesus Christ and his role in my life. And I say these things humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
My name is Renee Bigler, for those that are listening. I'd like to just bear my testimony of also the plan of salvation. How beautiful it is that we can come here and learn, and that it's sometimes hard-fought learning, and that we get to learn to know our Savior and to love Him so we can be more like Him, and that we can be with our Heavenly Parents again someday. I was so thankful for, during conference, I just felt this, just such a loving little tug, just pulling me, just ever so gently and lovingly to ask for more sanctification and more everything. It felt really beautiful. I know the adversary, when I feel like I need to be more, he kind of yanks me around and makes me feel very unloved. And it was just the opposite of that to listen to conference. And I'm so thankful and testify of the truth of the restored gospel, the truth of a prophet, the truth of our general authorities, and that they would humble themselves to teach us the Lord's will means a lot to me. I am so thankful for the opportunity to be alive, and I wish to just give my all to be worthy of the Spirit and to be worthy to be a ministering hand as we're called now to do. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Hi, my name is Sophia Jackman, and I had the wonderful opportunity to go to the temple yesterday and do baptisms for the dead. And after we came out, I just felt such a strong feeling of peace. I'm so grateful for that, and I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
My name is Grace Jackman. I bear my testimony that the church is true and that I love my family in the name of Jesus Christ.
I also want to express my gratitude for Bishop Bismarck and Brother Perkins. So, bring the spirit back. And then all the leaders in this ward, I remember that specifically Bishop Anderson, I mean, he was like a father to me and sent me out on my mission, and I remember how disappointed I was that he wasn't going to be the bishop when I came home from my mission, because I just didn't know what I would do without that influence in my life. And then Bishop Misbach became just as much of an influence and just as much of a father figure to me and just as much of a powerful priesthood leader. And so when he was released, I was kind of tearing up a little bit in the back of the church, but I mean, maybe that's the Lord teaching me that he calls his leaders for those that need him. And I just have a testimony that, especially in this ward and the people that are called to serve, and Brother Perkins and the people who teach the lessons and the people who have been an influence on my life, they'll continue to be an influence in the lives of those around them. And the leaders that are called in the church are ordained of God and are called at a time and a place for a specific reason that the Lord has prepared them for to bless our lives. And I bear my testimony that the Spirit of the Lord guides us to the help and the love and affection and the support that we need if we are willing to listen to it. And I know that this church is true, and I know that the Lord loves each and every one of us, and I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I appreciate this opportunity to bear my testimony today. My name is Kathy Phillips. I'm Clara Stoddard's aunt. And in a way, I feel like I'm maybe proxy for her mother today. My sister Annette and her husband are serving as mission presidents in Korea. And I know that Annette would love to be here. So proud of Clary and Colton and the choices that they're making to live the gospel plan, to raise an eternal family. So fun to be here with Peter and Andrew and their families to see their children. And I just am so grateful for the blessings of the gospel. I'm grateful for my parents who are here. More than anything, I want to bear testimony to you and to my family that are here, that I know that our Savior lives, that this church is guided by him. It is his church. I was listening to one of the messages of conference. I've been trying to do that in the mornings as I get ready for work. And something that Elder Wycolo said in his message when he was explaining to an investigator why we come and partake of the sacrament every Sunday, why you have to do that. He just explained in such a loving way about how much the Savior has done for us. And why would we not want to come every week? He said, every day, every day, every day. Why would we not want to come every day and express our gratitude to our Savior for his gracious atonement? I bear my testimony of him, how much he loves us. And I'm so grateful to be part of this Latter-day work. We have the opportunity to minister to one another and to show the love that we have for our Savior by the things that we do to care for one another. I bear you this witness that these things are true in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
My mom was up here and I cried easier, but I feel, I feel an overwhelming feeling of my grandma's spirit today. So I just wanted to say how grateful I am for her and my grandpa Dean. And that's all, I'm sorry, I just wanted to say that. I just had an overwhelming feeling to come up here, and I feel so calm and grateful to be able to come to church with him. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Is worse or the long pauses in the middle that make you come up. I'd like to bear my testimony that I know this is the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I'm thankful for the knowledge of the gospel and that we have a living prophet. And through the talks this past week at conference, the confirmation that he is the prophet of God. I feel like President Monson was, I don't know, there's the prophet you kind of, not necessarily grow up with as I was grown, but as he was an apostle and just kind of felt connected to. And wanted to have that same feeling with a current prophet and wasn't sure if it would be the same. And after feeling the Spirit and being able to witness him have that same mantle, it was confirmed to me that he is our prophet and that he will help us understand what Heavenly Father wants us to know and to be engaged in and to do. And this week had an experience with my girls after hearing of the visiting teaching and stuff changed to ministering, and how my girls took that to heart and did something for a friend that had just had a surgery, and also for a friend in the ward, just to reach out and minister. And it was simple and perfect, and I appreciate that guidance from our leadership, and I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Good morning. My name is Brother Bennett. I usually don't stand up here very often unless I'm particularly prompted to do so. I just wanted to testify of one thing this morning. General conferences in general are pretty inspiring. As President Nelson got up to speak in this last general conference, the word that came to my mind was power. And I just want to testify to you that in all my life and in all of the general conferences that I have ever witnessed and all the talks that I have ever seen, I don't remember at any point in time in my life where it came to me with more power that this man was a prophet of God and that he was called at this time to lead the church in the last hours and last minutes prior to the second coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. I just want to testify to you that he is a prophet of God, and I have never had it borne in witness more powerfully to me ever in my life than was borne witness to me this last Sunday. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
President Anderson has asked that I call a few of you up here that should have come up. Okay, that's what I wanted to say, and he said no. We would like to thank all those that shared their testimony today. It really was a great meeting. I appreciate all that have shared. For those that felt prompted that should have shared, I ask that you pray for added courage next month so that we can hear from you. We will close today's meeting by singing hymn number 19, "We Thank Thee, O God, for a Prophet." We'd also like to thank Brother Grapes and Sister Clifford for providing the music today. After the closing hymn, Sister Stanley Brennan will give the benediction.
Children, bow our heads at the end of this wonderful meeting. We're grateful for the spirit of love that we felt today and the spirit of testimony and witness that Jesus is the Christ, that he is the head of this church, and that we truly are his children, thy children, desiring to return home to thee. We're grateful for a new prophet. All the prophets are wonderful, and we all were wondering, as was spoken today, about our new prophet. And we all bear witness that he truly is the man to watch over us at this time. He is very advanced in age, but he's advanced in wisdom and vigor and energy. And he'll help us have vigor and energy and righteousness. We're grateful for one another in this ward. We welcome new callings, and we welcome new members. We pray that we truly will be a family devoted with love and compassion one for another. Please, Heavenly Father, dismiss us at this time, asking thy Spirit be with us. And we say this in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.